Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Now, Christianity is a way of life, and that way is defined by God, by His love, by His laws, by His statutes, by His judgments. And God has put in motion laws for us as human beings because He has created every single one of us. And He wants things to go well with us. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to love Him. He wants to love us. And as we will see in other segments, and you can go to that, why were you born? We have 12 segments on what is the purpose of your life and what are you going to do with it? Well, today the world is so upside down and backward, and people don't know where they're going. They're stumbling around, not knowing the truth, not understanding God's ways, and yet the laws of God act all the time on thought, on behavior, on health, attitude, everything. Some people have been so carried away with pot, with marijuana, and have been able to do things that seem like it is good. But it's very destructive, see, because the way of a man is always right in his own eyes.
Here we go, thanks. So I'm smoking a nice hash joint. So ripped.
Now there is a proverb in Proverbs 12 and verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Now people don't like to be called fools, but you will see from the book of Proverbs, and we'll cover a good number of Proverbs, that you have the wise, you have the fool, you have the understanding ones, you have the ones who don't understand. You have those who choose what is good, choose what is right, those who choose what is evil. Now here in Proverbs 12 and verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who listens to advice is wise. Now come over here to chapter 16, because this becomes very important. Why is it that people do not recognize what is right and wrong? Number one, because they're not taught. Number two, because they don't want to know themselves. They want to just operate their lives the way it comes to them. Now, there are some people who have goals. There are some people who want to do what is right. That's all well and good. But in every case, whether righteous or evil, whether good or bad, Proverbs 16 and verse 2 is all important. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. So think about that. Those who smoke marijuana, eat marijuana, those who have cocaine or heroin, it's right in their own eyes. And they believe the lie that this will be a benefit for you. And this will make your life better. And you can always, always count on it that not a single one who becomes an addict believes when they first start that they will be addicted to it. People can be addicted to marijuana and the THC that is in it. Now, because some parents smoke pot, use pot.
When I use cannabis, quite frankly, it does make me a better mom because I'm calmer, I'm more rational, I'm not angry, I'm not stressed.
Let's go.
Cheryl's friend, January Jones, a cannabis activist, smokes the drug regularly while caring for her 2-year-old daughter.
You watch her and I'll go medicate?
Yeah, and then my turn.
All right, Mommy, we'll see you in a few minutes, okay? Smoking cannabis helps me be a better mother. With my early onset arthritis, I wouldn't even be able to pick up my daughter. It makes me a more creative mom, a more relaxed mother.
January has found a way to explain her drug use to her daughter in a storybook.
What's that, Mommy? This is a joint. It's made of marijuana. Marijuana?
Oh, yeah.
January and Cheryl insist cannabis should only be used by adults, but some believe it can help children with medical problems, and there is a growing movement to legalize the drug across America.
By 2016, I estimate that over half the country will have legal cannabis, at least for medical, if not for full recreational. Dun, da, da, da. This one is Blue Jay. Hopefully one day we'll see Beverly Hills cannabis clubs all over so people can go in and have medicated coffee. And I would like to just see it as normal as walking into a Starbucks.
Now, they don't know how to train children because they've never been taught and they haven't read the Bible. So I'm going to read to you an example on page 11 from Going to Pot by William Bennett. More and more parents are actually suggesting to their children that they smoke marijuana, as opposed to taking other substances, and if responsible parents wouldn't dictate saying no to all the harmful substances. As one mommy blog quotes, "Pot parents, smoking better than drinking, really. More and more parents prefer their children to choose the lesser of two evils. They tell them, don't drink because that's bad for you. Smoke pot because that won't hurt you. Well, the truth is, both can lead to very devastating things. Things have gotten so skewed, people look at pot like it's a boogeyman, just kind of a little farcical thing. It's not going to kill you. Alcohol can kill you. And then there's another account of a woman who says, well, I wanted to take my children out to the park. And so we all had a little pot before we left, and we laughed and giggled and had such a wonderful time, not even knowing what's going to happen to them. All the ways of a man and a woman are clean in their own eyes. That's why God gave his Ten Commandments, see. And they're not suggestions. Now, he's designed them this way, that they work and function automatically. If you lie, you're going to get caught. If you steal, you're going to get caught. If you murder, you're going to get caught. If you commit adultery, you're going to get caught, and there's going to be a whole lot of trouble with it as well. If you dishonor your parents, a lot of trouble. And so on with all of the commandments. So what we are going to do is look at the Proverbs and see what God tells us to do. Now, the most important thing that you have is your mind right here. Now, it's very plastic. That means it can be programmed. And that's what God wants you to do. Program your mind with his word. And he wants you to learn how to think correctly. He wants you to learn how to have the proper love, the proper understanding. He wants you to be wise. He wants you to be intelligent. He made you to be that way. But it is also the mind, being plastic, is easily given over to evil because the nature of human beings is one of rebellion. So here in Proverbs 4, verse 13, keep hold of instruction, that is, right instruction according to God. Do not let go, keep her, for she is your life. In other words, If you keep the instructions of God with his commandments and his truth and his love and everything, that will give you life. Whereas, as we saw, if you choose evil, God said that it's going to automatically cause problems for you. And those can be multiplied when other people are involved, when marijuana is involved, when drugs are involved, when alcohol is involved, when plain rebellion is involved, wrong entertainment is going into your minds, all of that. Then here's a warning. Here is how you keep out of trouble. Enter not into the path of the wicked, because someone has to come along and say, hey, would you like to try a little pot? It won't hurt you. Look at me. It hasn't hurt me, and it's wonderful. And you will experience things that you wouldn't even imagine. Now, wouldn't you want to do that? Oh, no. Hey, you got it all wrong. You got to try this because it's really, really good. God says, enter not into the path of the wicked, and do not go into the way of evil men. Now, how are you going to know right from wrong, good or evil? Unless you understand the Bible, which is the Word of God, to tell us what is right and what is wrong. Now, we have a series on Proverbs, which everyone needs to go through. And the program is this. You take a chapter a day, every day, for a month. Now, there are 31 Proverbs, so you have to adjust the days with some of the smaller Proverbs and double up on those. And when you get done with it at the end of the month, you go back and you start again. And you do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it continuously. Now, I know of a family that was taught that way. They had 6 children, and they all turned out exceptional, because that was their study every day before they left to go to school, or when they came home from school, or before they went to bed at night. Chapter of Proverbs. Then they would talk about it. They would discuss it. They would think about it. So I recommend you get that. We have that online. We also have it on a DVD. And we'll send it to you at no cost. You can download it at no cost. Now notice verse 16. For they do not sleep except they have done mischief. All the plans. How many things of evil are carried out at night, when he should be sleeping? Well, robbery, lying, cheating, adultery, fornication, stealing. Interesting, isn't it? And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. No, they can't even sleep unless they go out and get a new victim. Think about this for a drug dealer. Isn't everything he's doing planned this way? Isn't he looking for new conquest? Isn't he looking for repeat business? Yes, he is, and some people get so addicted to these drugs, marijuana and drugs. And by the way, marijuana does lead to stronger drugs. Because guess what? Just like everything else, you need more and more to get the same effect and feeling. And after a while, marijuana doesn't have it. So here comes your little drug dealer and says, hey man, hey gal, here, I've got some cocaine. Try this. Heroin. They now know that marijuana leads to heroin addiction. And heroin deaths are becoming epidemic in the Northeast in America today. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Instead of studying the word of God, they plan their evil schemes. Now, verse 18, but the path of the just is the shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. And that means filling out the plan of God in your life. The way of the wicked is darkness, and they do not know at what they stumble. And isn't that true? People get so mixed up. I don't know what's right. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on. I can't understand it. Yes. It's because they've sinned against God, sinned against their bodies, sinned against their minds. And they pay the price immediately. Because God made the laws to work automatically. He doesn't have to be there to do a thing personally. They come automatically. Now, verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Now, that's everything in the book of Proverbs. Incline your ear to God. Will you hear? How many times has God said, I've warned you over and over and over again, but you wouldn't hear, you wouldn't hearken, you wouldn't listen. I told you the enemy is coming and going to take you down into captivity like Jeremiah did for 40 years to the tribe of Judah in Jerusalem, but they wouldn't listen. Will you? What will you choose? Have you ever sat down and had a nice, serious talk to yourself? What am I doing? Where am I going? Verse 21, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. Instead of programming your mind with drugs and marijuana and all of the things and pleasures of the flesh, put in the word of God. Now notice, verse 22, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all your flesh. Do you want to be healthy? Or do you want sickness? If you get an addiction, you're bound to have sickness. Look at all of those people who smoke cigarettes and got lung cancer. You ever seen a person in the last stages of emphysema? Because their lungs are totally destroyed from smoking. And pot is worse. THC is stronger than nicotine.
Because it's in the blood thing. See, the main loss of it.
Now, verse 23 is a key. The very key above all. Everything in your life, above everything, guard the door of your mind with diligence. The most important thing in your life, and especially today, because we have so many things coming into our minds, so many things coming into our ears, that we have to do what this says. Now, it takes work and vigilance to do this. Above all, guard the door of your mind with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Your emotions, length of days, your health, condition of your mind, your education or lack thereof, your relationship with other people, your relationship with God, your relationship with Jesus Christ. Those are the issues of life, and you can't avoid them. Oh, you can, but like I have said, They function automatically. So this is why we need to choose God's way. Ponder the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right hand nor to the left. Remove your foot from evil. This is how you need to lead your life. Not be carried away with all the things that there are that happen with marijuana. Okay? Points to remember on this special report on marijuana. Marijuana refers to the dried leaves, flower stems, and seeds from the hemp plant. The plant contains mind-altering chemical Delta-9 terahydrocannabinol, THC, and other related compounds. People use marijuana by smoking, eating, drinking, and inhaling. Smoking THC extracts from the marijuana plant, a practice called dabbing, is on the rise. THC overacts brain cell receptors, resulting in effects such as altered senses, driving under the influence of marijuana. And a terrible accident was devastating because the driver had altered senses.
Two families changed forever by every blink of these lights and the crash that drew them to this dark Vancouver street. Police said Scott Rolls hit and killed Donald Collins with his truck on December 17th. Police documents show he admitted he smoked a bowl about an hour before the crash. Prosecutors initially dismissed the charges against Rolls for lack of evidence, but police also did a toxicology test. Those results came back several months later showing Rolls' THC level was 7.2 nanograms per milliliter of blood. The legal limit is 5.
Changes in mood. Impaired body movement. Difficulty with thinking and problem solving. Impaired memory and learning. Now, looking at this, if you've ever watched Fox News and Waters World on Bill O'Reilly's segment, this, I think, describes an awful lot of them because too many people today don't know anything. It's, yeah, man, I got my cell phone and I've got my pot. And I'm just happy as can be. Well, where do you live? Well, I live right here on the street. What are you going to do? Well, I don't know. But as long as I got my pot, I'm in good shape. Now, right close to us, there is a tobacco shop. And it's called Smoker's Paradise. And I've watched people go in there all ages. The young ones come in, and boy, this is good. They can smoke, they can chew, they can do all of these things. And then, of course, that can lead to marijuana and so forth. And then you look at those who've smoked for decades, and they're hunched over, and they're thin, and they're gray-haired and wrinkled. And yet they've got to go in. I've even seen people go into the smoke shop there that have emphysema, and to get there, they have to have an oxygen that they have to have put directly into their nose so they can breathe. But they gotta have their cigarettes. Now think about that. So it can cause breathing illnesses. It is harmful to fetus brains and pregnant users. It causes hallucinations and paranoia. Now here is the kicker. The amount of THC has been increased so much that it is devastating and can ruin your life, if not permanently, for many, many years before you get over it, because it takes longer to get the THC out of the system than it takes to get nicotine from cigarettes out of the system.
Smoking a joint, it can seem harmless. But did you know that marijuana is on average 300 to 400% stronger than it was 30 years ago? And that smoking marijuana can seriously harm a developing brain. Smoking marijuana, it can damage it for life.
Now then, If you want to get the book, Going to Pot, you can get it on Amazon.com. This book, Lord, What Should I Do?, tells you how you get started turning your life around and turning to God. Now, if you don't believe there's a God, we have the book, God or No God, so that you can see the overwhelming proof that God exists. And the reason that he seems so far off is because men have said, God, get out of my life. I don't want you around. Or they create a religion of their own, maybe even sometimes using parts of the Bible, so it looks authentic. But that's not of God. You have to come to God his way. And his way is you repent. You draw close to him. You return to him. Now, we've got a whole segment, how to return to God. We've got another whole segment, why doesn't God seem to help us? We have so many things on Church at Home. You go ahead and look at everything that we have that can help you come to understand the truth, to understand what you need to do, and begin to understand the Bible. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home, and be sure and use our other website, cbcg.org, where we have hundreds and hundreds of sermons covering multiple topics to help you so that your life can be blessed and given to God in the way that pleases him. So until next time, so long, everyone.